Great passage of scripture, as I said before, and it really has a strong message for us each one. I guess if you've got the theme of the meeting this morning, the battle is not yours. Well, for some of us, we're in a battle every day, aren't we? We're in a battle every year. Things go on in our lives that cause us distress. I think of as a Salvation Army officer in particular in the bridge program for 17 years or 18 years that we're in, I think I've heard it all of the difficulties that people face in life each day. And every one of you face difficulties of various kinds. The Peanuts character, Snoopy, do you not like Peanuts? What is it? As a young fellow, I used to buy the Peanuts books, and I think I've still got one at home somewhere in my bookshelf. The Peanuts books. I used to like Schultz, who used to write all those Peanuts cartoons because he was a strong Christian, and often a flavour come through of the Christian message. But Snoopy in the Peanuts character said one day in one of his cartoons, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose until you lose. Okay? Well, I want to say to you, as Christians, we're not in a world in the Christian life of just getting by. Okay? I don't know whether you're in getting by mode. I hope you're not in that land of just getting by. I often say to people, how are you going? And they go, okay, under the circumstances. And I always remark back, what are you doing under the circumstances? Does anybody sleep under the mattress when they're at home? You don't live under the circumstances. You live above the circumstances. Go home and read Romans chapters 8, and it'll tell you all about living above the circumstances. Winning does matter. Okay, don't let anybody tell you any different. Well, I'm not talking about winning lottery or winning sport or whatever. It's got nothing to do with it. But winning does matter. We're called to be victorious in life. So what battles are you facing today? Perhaps you're in a real struggle at the moment for whatever. Maybe you're battling fear. You're afraid of what the future looks like for you, your family, your circumstances. Maybe you're battling discouragement. You wish to see more positive things going on around you. Sometimes we battle feeling helpless. What more can I do? Some of us battle loneliness. I've met so many lonely people in recent days. Sometimes we feel missionless. What are we going to do? We need to do our part in the world today. We need to do everything we can. Can we save the world? No, we can't. You know the old starfish story. It's been around for a while. For those who may not have heard the story, it's a good little story about doing your part. Okay, there was a boy walking on the beach one day, and there was 10,000 starfish on the sand. So he picked up one and he threw it in the water, and then he picked up another one and threw it in the water. And along came a man and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm putting starfish back in the water again." And he said, "Why would you want to do that? There's 10,000 starfish on the beach. It doesn't matter." And the boy said, picked up one, he said, "It matters to that one." And I want to say to you today, if you're doing your part for the kingdom, it matters to that one. You can make a difference in the world where you are, and you can make a difference to people. There's people's lives, there's a hurting world out there, and you can be a lighthouse in the area that you go to every day. Some of you are battling health. Some of you are going through tough financial situations. You may be having a battle with your family or your family life or in relationship. Some of us are wounded by criticism. We live in a world of being critical. And I tell you what, I try to live by, in particularly in leadership, you'll get criticised. And I keep on saying to people, if you're worried about criticism, look at the person who's criticising you. And if they kind of, well, you think in your mind, they don't really matter that much. If they're not that important or whatever, just let it go. Let it go. And I've said to people so often in recent days, Everything that comes your way, the danger is everything that comes your way, you try to catch and you try to take hold of. It's like playing a game of baseball. And have you ever watched a good batter in baseball? Does he swing at everything that comes his way? No. He decides what's going through to the keeper. We have to decide as people what's going to go through to the keeper. Just let it go, like the Frozen song says. Let it go, let it go, let it go. And you've got to decide what's important that you're going to take the swing at. Okay? What's important? And I want to tell you the things that really do matter are things like injustices and the people who are needing us and the people who need the Salvation Army today. The battle is between ourselves and God. And here's this king, Jehoshaphat, that we read in this story. He knows he's going to be slaughtered. He knows the enemy's coming. He knows his days are numbered. And he says, I think I'll make an inquiry of the Lord. Now, if it would have been you or I would have just been pressed the panic button and say, Lord, help me. He said, no. He said, I'll make an inquiry of the Lord. He was surrounded. He knew he was a cooked goose. And he called to his people and he said, let's fast and pray. And in verse 6 to 9, there's that record of that prayer that was read out for us. You know, we need to, as people, to learn to commit our problems to God. And for some of us, we only commit to God what we don't think that we can handle. We give him kind of the ones that are in the too hard basket. When I think that we actually need to give it all over to him. We need to pray and ask God for God's help. We need help today. We need help as a church. We need help in this place. And God can help his people, and he can, and miracles can happen. He said, you have the power in your hands for miracles to happen. I see miracles every day by the people I come in contact with. I see miracles around, and you need to place yourself in a place where it's happening. I was talking to a retired officer just a couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, and it was all doom and gloom and terrible things. And I said to him, you're in the wrong place. You need to place yourself in an environment where good things are happening. Whether it be the Corps, whether it be the open houses, or whether it be the recovery church that goes on downstairs here on Sunday nights. I'm stoked. The highlight for my week is in this building down on your next level. Sunday night blows me out of the water. It's like being back in the old time army. It really is exciting. When I've read Salvation Army history, I'm thinking I'm reliving it in the BCT downstairs on Sunday nights. It's exciting to see people who misbehave in church and don't know what to do and don't understand format. It's like what you read your history. Read the army history. That's what used to happen. It was exciting. And so Jehoshaphat says, Lord, I'm powerless. And you know, one of the things that we teach in AA and NA, the first thing that an addict has to learn is that they're powerless. We need to learn that same lesson too. Sometimes some of us are on our own ego trip and we think that we're the next thing under God, if not God himself. We're powerless. It's in his hands. We're just his people doing his thing today. It's not a bad place to be before God like that. And there's nothing wrong with coming to God with an attitude of not knowing, saying, God, I don't know what to do. I've got this situation, like I said, whether it be fear, whether it be loneliness, whether it be disillusionment with the Salvation Army, whether it be financial, whatever it is. And you say, God, I'm powerless. I'm powerless. I don't know what to do. We feel defeated before we even go into battle. We are, without God, we are powerless. And he went on to say, our eyes are upon you. Our only hope is in you. And I thought verse 13 was interesting. It says, and all the men and all the women and all the children came before the Lord. And I look at that and I think, that's the whole church. That's the whole church. All the men, all the women and all the children come before the Lord. That's the whole church. And I want to say to you this morning, when the whole church comes before the Lord, you'll see things like you've never seen before. But while you've got some doubters and some people over in the corner that aren't doing that, it's not the whole church, it's just a small few. And I encourage you as a whole church is to come before the Lord. I remember reading years ago, John Wesley, the great John Wesley, saw four or five men meeting in a church praying one day, and they said, "We're praying for you, John." And he said, "Well, I'm not going to be hanging around you guys because you guys don't look like you're going anywhere. I'm out of here." And you might say, "Well, that sounds a bit cruel." But I want to say to you, you have to place yourself in a place where exciting things are kind of happening. You see, we don't know we need God until we know how difficult the problem is. He knows. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat had a very, very clear message for his people that day. So when you're in your corner, when things are not happening for you, when you feel all negative, when you feel the worst, when you feel like you're beaten, you're in the right place to rely on Him. The fear that wells within us, the fear of discouragement. I want to tell you today, discouragement's the greatest weapon that Satan has. And if you're feeling discouraged, he's having his way with you. Okay? We don't need to be discouraged. There is good things happening. God is on the move. God is doing his work. And God's word says, not by might, not by power, but my spirit. Okay? His spirit. Now, how do we win the battle? Many times, I've had to lean on some of those verses in some of those situations. We find ourselves in awful places. I remember one appointment that my wife and I went to early in our officership. We arrived, and upon the arrival of our welcome, the divisional commander actually said to the congregation, "If you people don't behave yourselves, these people aren't staying, we won't send you anywhere else." And we just looked at ourselves and thought, "Oh my goodness, what have we come to here?" And we soon realised that some of the locals in the corps were writing nasty letters to one another, and all sorts of horrible things were happening. People didn't like each other. And we persevered on for several months. And I still remember the Sunday as if it was yesterday. I was preaching and we were singing songs. We were just doing what we do. We do what we do. And we had the appeal. And then one of the ladies who I thought was probably one of the difficult people I'd ever met in my life, and she was actually the court treasurer, but probably one of the most difficult women I've ever met in my life, came forward to the mercy seat and started to cry. And before we knew where we were, more coming. And all these people were gathered around the mercy seat, and there was tears flowing. And it was really quite amazing. In those days, the holiness meeting started at 11 o'clock, and I think we finished the meeting 1:30, 1:45 in the afternoon, because people were just meeting in groups and praying. And it was just the breakthrough that corps had ached for a long, long time. And a miracle happened. The miracle happened. And I remember that when we got farewell orders later on and we left that corps, we were leaving that corps, it was at our farewell, that same lady came up to me and put her arms around me and said, "I'll never forget you." And I said, "Forget me, remember him. It's God, just keep him absolutely focused in your life." You see, today, I speak to you today that God needs to not only do a miracle in the Salvation Army, in Brisbane, in this corps, but in you. It begins in you. Fan into flame the spirit in yourselves. You know, no Christians can sing that song, I forget now who, Barry would probably know, or someone would know, "I do it my way." Don't sing that song. Don't do it your way. Do it God's way. Allow Him to use you. Allow Him to use you. The battle is not yours. God said in that reading, "The battle is not yours, Jehoshaphat. The battle is mine. I will take care of this." And some of us come to God with our prayer and we say, God, will you help me do this, whatever. And then what you'll want me to do, and then you take over and you become God yourself. And you start telling God how you're going to do it. He says, I will take care. I will take care. Ready for it. Get ready for it. So I want to tell you today, stand firm. I encourage you, stand firm in what you believe. Stand firm and be invincible. Stand firm, hold your faith. Stand firm, hold the Spirit's power. And Jehoshaphat said to the people, have faith in the Lord your God, and he will uphold us. He will uphold us. And then it all happened without their input at all. God took care of the enemy. And I want to tell you today, whatever your experiences, we must start with praising God and giving thanks to God for his victories so that we can live by faith. But often it's the last thing we do, isn't it? We kind of just bring it over to God when there's no other choice. And when you're going through a tough time, the key is living in victory. Through the storm, getting through enables us to overcome. We're overcome. I can be more than a conqueror. I can be more than a conqueror. I love that passage of scripture in Romans chapters 6 and 7 and 8, if you know that passage well. It's interesting that Paul, towards the end of his ministry, you know, it's interesting when you look at Paul in lots of ways. It's like many of us in lots of ways. Back in the early part of his ministry, back in when he wrote to the church at Galatia, in the Galatians 2:20, he says, I'm crucified with Christ. I no longer live. Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved and died for me. What a testimony. The beginning of his ministry. I'm self-crucified and it's only Christ. And then down the back end of his ministry in Romans, chapter 6, 7 and 8, down the back end, when he's an old man, he's saying, why do I do the things I know I shouldn't do and I don't do the things I know I should? I'm in a battle here. I'm really struggling. And it was his spiritual maturity that was coming through and realises that a lot of things had happened in his life. And then he gets to chapter 8 and he says through chapter 8, well, I'm going to live in the Spirit anyway. It's in his hands. I'm going to live in the Spirit. And down the back end of chapter 8, he says, I can be more than a conqueror. So no matter what happens, what I do or what I don't do, what happens to me in life, I'm going to be more than a conqueror through him who loves me. We need to get God's perspective of what he's doing in this world and not just do ours and our own. Realise how mighty his power. Commit every situation to him in prayer. The discouragement or whatever it is that's going on in your life. Stop fighting and start trusting. And that's clearly a message for me as much as to you. Stop fighting and start trusting. It's an old song that we used to sing years ago. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Make me and mould me, teach me thy will. And I trust the day that you might be able to let God make you and mould you and trust you and turn you and shape you to be his people today. Well, God bless you today as you learn to live by faith and not by sight. Don't be discouraged. God is at work and he's changing lives. And I thank God that I'm around places where I see the wonderful transformations that take place. Get involved in it. Get part of it. Be there and do that. We're going to sing a little chorus and the worship team's going to come and help us just now. Christ is enough for me. Is he enough for you? I trust and pray today that you will draw close to him. Allow him to do his work in you. Let him make a difference in your life. Every one of you have the I would even use the word responsibility to be a lighthouse in the place where you go every week, in the people who you meet with every week. Let him be your people and let your light shine for him. If there's someone that's struggling this morning in your spiritual life or for any reason, this is not a place of disgrace, it's a place of grace. So if you have a need this morning and you want to come and pray, I encourage you as Salvation Army soldiers, commit your heart and life to him and the cause. And get on board with the fight. General John Gowans used to say, the problem in the Salvation Army is that often it's like being at a football game. We've only got a handful of people on the playing field and the rest are in the grandstand watching. And they'll applaud when they see what they like and they'll boo when they see what they don't like. But you need to come on the playing field of the Christian life and get your hands dirty and do what needs to be done to a world that's in need. But it begins in us. It begins in us. Let's share the benediction together, shall we? And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship and the communion of his Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you each one and have a good day.